demand is greater than supply, we have to take out of the Hillsborough River Reservoir to make up that difference. And I checked flows in the Hillsborough River this morning. We have 22 million gallons a day coming down the river, and that is a record low for March 26th.
And Baird had more bleak news for the future in terms of Tampa's water supply.
If the reservoir drops below 15 feet, and we're currently at 20 feet, we will not be able to provide water to parts of our service area. So that is why Tampa must enact strict watering restrictions, and that is why we are unique. At that point, it may affect fire protection and public health.
Meanwhile, the city of Tampa has been contacting landscapers and utility contractors to discover whether it makes business sense to fill watering trucks with reclaimed water that could be sprayed onto lawns. That could be a boost to those areas that want to maintain their lush lawns after new regulations kick in next week that will allow only hand watering of lawns once a week. But Councilman Charlie Miranda said that he hoped those landscapers would, in his words, not try to gouge customers.
And there's nothing wrong with making a profit, don't get me wrong. But what I like to see these individuals, and I've heard some that says, we don't want to do it, there's not enough money in it. And I'm not going to forget those individuals. That's how I am.
City officials have said that only licensed contractors who have water trucks would be permitted to distribute the reclaimed water, and have said they won't regulate how much those contractors will charge those who want the reclaimed water. Again, Charlie Miranda.
I'm pleading with those individuals that have these trucks and these companies that are some idle because of low work in certain areas to make an effort to get with the water department to work out so that we could have these 10 weeks that are coming up that are very, very critical, because these are the weeks where our water utility records have indicated that on Tuesdays and Sundays, we use 15 million gallons a day, or 30 million gallons a week.